I think Malcolm's more optimistic than I am. I'm an advocate for attorneys. I am an advocate for fighting the law with people who know the law. Just like politicians should be politicians. I don't know the law. A lot of random everyday people out here, we don't know the laws. We don't know what we're fighting against. So me, I feel like when these incidents happen, I don't care if it's just, I don't care if your family member is just brutalized or murdered. I think that you need to get an attorney. And I think if you don't, then things will not change. I think when they understand that we are going to fight for them to change what's happening to us, the way that they can fight against us, then they're going to change. They know that we're not knowledgeable, but if we don't, we're going to do like them, we're going to hire the people that are knowledgeable. So I don't really feel like there's change unless the families who are affected by this impact, directly impacted, and the community is willing to be more educated on the things that are happening in their communities and participate in legislation instead of just going out there and checking a box to vote and just people fighting against the things that are not right. And we have to fight. We can go out here and we can protest and we can hold a sign and we can do this and we can do that. But if we don't have the people behind us that know the law to help us fight the law, then there's no way that we're going to change the laws. And police got a lot of laws and things that are protecting them against being prosecuted. And I really feel like, yes, it's going to take better leadership. It's going to take leadership that wants a change to actually happen. But it's also going to take the people who are paying their salaries to want that change to actually happen. For me, I'm an advocate for attorneys. I don't care. I'll get an attorney for any instance if I have to. I don't want to go to traffic court. So I will pay that $500 to have the attorney. I don't care. Like, I just am a true advocate that I don't feel like having I have no desire to know the law, even though my dad told me all growing up that I would make a great defense attorney because I can argue you down over something. But I don't have any desire to be able to know everything, to know the law. There are plenty of people who know it. I don't feel like that's something I need to know. I need to be educated about the things that are happening and where I can help in those things that are happening. But I feel like people like Murphy, Falcon, and Murphy, who are truly for the truly trying to change things that are happening to us in the Black community, I think that we need to stick by them and we need to let them fight for us. You know, I don't feel like his arrest is setting any kind of precedent or it's going to make change unless everyone gets involved. Because once people forget, they could slip back into those old ways and continue to do it. People's memories are just too short. So I don't know. Malcolm is so optimistic about this. Leadership, I don't think it's a management change. I think it's a people problem. I don't think Michael Owen did what he did because of a management issue. I did think he did it because he's a monster as a human. I don't know how you fix that. I don't know how you fix broken people in positions of authority.
But when you are in a position of authority, you have to be able to at least weed those people out or screen them from coming in. And so that's the piece that they have to own up to, right? Is that, you know, we can quibble about how and when they should have known. But I think they can at least say to themselves that at some point they should have recognized that this guy was in some distress, was having issues and was presenting a problem. Yeah.
And again, I see that as there are so many of him on the force like him, that it was their norm. So I don't see him as an exception at this point. I see him as the norm, which to me is the biggest problem, because the behaviors that he displayed did not raise a red flag with people. So for me, I kind of feel like that to me scares me, because I just feel like that he's not an exception at that point. If what he did was the norm and people, it didn't alert people that there's a problem, then that's a big issue.
Yeah, well, something that caught my eye out of that data I was talking about from the Graham report was all those uses of force that happened in between 2016 and 2019, there was a group of officers that were identified out of the 1,500 officers in the county that were on duty during those 3 years that committed 10% of those uses of force. So 6,800 some odd uses of force in 3 years. There was a small group of officers that committed 10% of those. So I'm talking about almost 1% of the force committed 10% of the uses of force, right? Now, the question then remains, did the department, pursuant to the consent decree, flag those officers who had so many uses of force within 3 years, right? So all of those officers individually had 30 uses of force at least, right, within 3 years, which means they at least had multiple times where they had two uses of force within 60 days. The question is, were those officers flagged? So one thing I will mention is another matter that we are handling is the case of DeMonte Ward Blake, who happened 4 months prior to Boo Boo being killed. And DeMonte was slammed by an officer, Bryant Strong, of the Prince George's County Police Department on his face with his hands cuffed behind his back, and his nose was broken, and he was paralyzed for life because his neck was also broken, 24 years old. And for the rest of his life, he will be paralyzed. He will likely never walk again. He can barely move anything below his chest. I mean, and I've been intimately involved with him. You know, I've watched him over the past year and a half struggle with just getting basic health care, you know, for someone who's dealing with expensive medical care, you know, as a paraplegic. And the officer in that case was one of these 19 of 1,500 officers who committed 30 or more uses of force in 3 years. So the question is, was this officer ever flagged? Did anyone ever sit down with this officer and say, hey, I see that you are using force on a very regular basis, much more than the average, and let's go over these things. Do you need resources? Do you need counseling? Do you need to be reassigned?
Right. Do you need somebody to smack the hell out of you? Like, right. You're so kind, Malcolm.
And then that data was also broken down for that officer of how many of his of subjects of force were African-American or people of color, or and how many were white. Of the 30 people he used force against in those 3 years, one was white. One. Right? So these are the type, this is the types of data, right? We talk about systems and practices, budgets and protocols, right? These are the oversights that leadership, right, that real leaders are supposed to have, that they're supposed to have a ear to. And especially when you've been commanded by the Department of Justice to ensure that you have this system in place and that it's effective, what I've learned is that instead of gauging everybody's uses of force over a 60-day time period, the county actually was only gauging it during a 30-day time period. So they were missing flags. Did they miss flags for this officer? You know, these are things that we've been trying to figure out for over a year now. And I think that, you know, the county administration has come to a place where they recognize that they do have to take responsibility for some of the failures that the Prince George's County Police Department leadership has had historically. We have had good experience in working with the county thus far in dealing with victims of police violence like Boo Boo. And I think that we will have good, earnest, good faith conversations with the county about DeMonte's case as well, which is, you know, again, going to be another burden on the county citizens, but it's a decision that has to be made in order to make things right because of things that weren't done, right? You know, it's we can't change what happened in the past, but all of us, all the parties and constituents involved can do something about righting the wrong and then making sure that the wrong doesn't happen again, right?